everybody. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Monday, the first Monday in March, March 4th, 2013. We are live here on the Buckmaster Show, noon to 1 each weekday, home of our program, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's The Intelligent Voice, and it's also Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. The next time you're driving up to Phoenix, if you doubt it, listen to KVOI almost the whole way. That's how strong the reach is of this radio station. We are live and live streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and you can hear the programs anytime, anywhere by visiting my website, buckmastershow.com. We post the program also to tucsoncitizen.com and tucsonsentinel.com, and we have links on the home pages of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun, that's gvnews.com, and Blog for Arizona has us prominently displayed at blogforarizona.com. Every Monday afternoon, we get things rolling with our Monday Political Face-Off featuring commentators John Munger and Vince Urbago. Then at about half past the hour, she is a New York Times best-selling writer, J.A. Jantz, will join me in studio. She'll be talking about her new mystery thriller called Deadly Stakes. She will also be playing a prominent role in this weekend's 5th annual Tucson Festival of Books on the Mall at the University of Arizona. Then we'll close out the show today with Barbara Stakura, author of After Brain Injury, Telling Your Story. If you have a question or comment, call us up on the Buckmaster Show live line at 790-2040. Perhaps you feel sequestration is a good thing, or maybe you think it's a bad thing. That's going to be our topic for John and Vince. If you want to weigh in on that, we would love to hear from you at 790-2040. Time for the Monday Political Face-Off. John Munger is here, Tucson attorney, former Republican candidate for Arizona governor in 2010. John is seated studio right. Studio left is Vince Urbago, Democratic candidate for Arizona Attorney General in 2010. The Monday Political Face-Off is sponsored by our friends at Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at Moe's Gallery.com. John and Vince, did you have a good weekend, both of you?
Good weekend.
Good
Beautiful
weekend.
Do any gardening?
No.
Oh, yes.
We did.
We did as well.
Yes.
Golf.
We felt, John played a little golf, but we felt it was time with this warm weather to trim back the bougainvillea. So now, Vince, as talking to you as a gardener who was out there this weekend, let's hope we don't get another big-time freeze.
That's right. Let's hope we don't get that. But you're right. It was great weather, a good time to get out, work in the yard, work up a sweat as well, and also play a little baseball.
Oh, good. And John, your golf game continues to improve.
Well, yeah. It's not hard to improve my golf game.
Vince, let's begin with you. Some of the Republicans are saying that this sequestration really now is not such a bad idea. However, here in Tucson alone, rental subsidy programs, because of federal sequestration cuts, could impact up to 400 families. That's about 1,800 people who could lose their homes within 60 days. So to those particular people, not a good idea.
No, not a good idea at all. And, you know, just to give the listeners a little bit of background, this was a bad idea from the start. It was sort of the idea that this sequestration would force Congress to work together to come up with budget deficit cuts as well as revenue increases that could then help us go forward into the next 10 years while getting the budget deficit under control. But all sides at the time, they said, okay, we're going to agree to this insane method of cutting things that have no rhyme or reason. They don't get rid of government waste. So, for example, if you have some crazy government program that really shouldn't exist, and I'm sure John could come up with a couple, it doesn't target those things. It doesn't target those things at all. These are across the board cuts. This is taking a meat axe across the board, whether it be defense, all the discretionary spending, all these cuts don't have any sort of tailoring to government waste. It's just across the board cuts. So starting with the premise that this was going to force Congress to act before it actually took place, it was a bad idea. I know John at the time expressed his concern that they would never reach these agreements on various issues, and I think his comments back then about saying that it was a bad idea for that reason, so I think it's a bad idea. I think it doesn't make sense to say that just because cuts are happening, therefore it's good. That doesn't make sense.
Clearly, John, people are going to be impacted.
Well, Bill, I'm not so sure that's clear.
Okay.
Look, this is not a cut in real spending. This is a cut in the increase in spending on the discretionary side. Now, the military is different. The military had been cut already 10%, and this does impact the military. But getting to this discretionary spending side, it is actually a cut in the increase. Bill, it is 2 pennies out of the spending, out of a dollar of spending, federal spending. And the federal spending this year will be greater than it was last year, even with these cuts. There is more, in other words, this amount of money is not really a cut in spending. It's a cut in the increase on the discretionary side. So how they could be cutting programs is beyond me. The president, incidentally, I'm flabbergasted to hear Vince say what a bad idea was. It was the president's idea, Bob Woodward.
That's absolutely false.
Well, Bob Woodward.
You're going to trot out Bob Woodward, which has thoroughly been discredited.
It was admitted by Mr. Sperling on the national networks yesterday. He admitted it on, I believe, Face the Nation. Let me just finish, Vince.
All right.
It was the president's idea. Now the president has been flim-flamming the public, frankly, fraudulently. He's been lying to the public about how bad this is going to be when actually there's no decrease in spending at all. This is a classic government deal, Bill. Whenever you try to cut spending, they always make it as painful as possible. The president just let out 2,000 felons as illegal aliens. And you know, the only people that Janet Napolitano says they've been arresting are felons.
Okay, let's
so this is a fraud.
Now. All right.
What is a fraud is the revisionist history that is occurring. You go back to 2011, you look at the emails that John Boehner was sending to his own caucus saying that what we're going to do with these sequestration cuts is that we will use this to force the cuts to entitlement programs that we have. He just admitted as much the other day in his, I think it was in the Wall Street Journal, saying that was in his back pocket to essentially force these cuts like a cudgel. So there are cuts. These are real cuts. People on low-income housing, I went to the mayors, and where you're going to see these cuts happening first and foremost is at the county and city levels, first and foremost. Some of the impact of the cuts on the federal jobs you're going to start seeing in furloughs. You're already seeing in small areas, like the traffic controllers, where it's like one traffic controller. That funding is real. So no matter how much spin.
Some of these furloughs are going to be going into effect, John, where one and they're going to have to take a day off every week.
Bill, my point is they don't have to happen.
Okay.
It's not a decrease in real spending. And Vince, insofar as who thought of it, I will tell you. I will take Bob Woodward, the nationally known publicist, columnist.
Watergate fame.
Watergate fame. over you anytime.
Hey, but he I'm not talking about me. You don't have to talk about me, John. Now, the reality is the media.
The president has not denied it.
The journalist.
So let me just finish.
No. Okay, look, Bill, I need to weigh in here, because the reality is Bob Woodward has been roundly criticized for being factually inaccurate by all the journalists that are out there.
But
this is just plain crazy talk. So the reality is Congress agreed to this plan. It was a bad idea.
Sure, they did.
It's like planning to say, you know what? Let's stop smoking. So as a way of doing that, we're going to start smoking the most cancerous cigarette next year. And when that time comes, you look, oh my God, what are we doing? And they can't stop themselves.
Yes, the president presented the plan, and Congress tried to work with him. And now what the president is doing is taking these 2% cuts, which are all part of the growth in spending, and saying, oh, we don't have as much money as last year.
Let's talk facts.
That is a fraud. And very frankly, I am offended by it.
I'm offended by your false statistics and lies. It's astounding that you can sit here, John.
Those are facts.
Look, here you go.
Hold on. Okay.
Washington Post, 2013 sequester includes $42.7 billion in defense cuts. 7.9%
cut. I'm talking about 28.7% billion
in discretionary cuts.
I'm not talking
defense.
Let's talk domestic. 28.7 billion in domestic discretionary cuts. A 5.3% cut. 9.9 billion in Medicare cuts. That is a 2% cut. So then you have 4 billion in other mandatory cuts, which are 5.8% to non-defense programs. So he's just outright making up stuff.
Comes out of
left
growth.
And right. We're going to take a break
comes
right
out
here.
Of growth.
This is the Monday Political Face-Off. John Munger, Vince Ribago. If you'd like to weigh in, what do you think about this sequestration? 790-2040. When we come back, what about the budget? By the end of the month, that's got to be dealt with.
We do.
All right. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscott.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Well, Destin La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million resort rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and soon a new pool area and enhanced fine dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at WestinLaPalomaResort.com.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Monday Political Face-Off on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Family owned and run since 1985. Give Moe and his family a try. They will take care of all of your hanging services and hanging needs. Framing, they'll do it. They'll come out to the house, measure everything. Then they'll bring it back and make sure it is hung properly. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Did I get that right? Hung properly. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Vince Urbago is with us, and John Munger. It is our team of commentators, Urbago and Munger, and we've had a very heated first session about sequestration now as we enter segment two. John Munger, the next issue is dealing with the budget and the possible shutdown of the United States government at the end of March.
Well, yeah, let me put this in context. The Republican House has already passed two bills with regard to this sequestration, trying to give the president flexibility as to how he could spend the money on the discretionary side and to rectify the military side, which really is a problem. And the Democratic Senate has not acted on those two bills. The Republican House today, I believe, is passing yet another bill to make that discretionary spending flexible. We'll see if the Senate passes that. I suspect that the Democrats want to make this as difficult as possible because they want to make spending cuts as difficult as possible. Now, we're now going to come up to the budgetary problem. As you know, the U.S. Senate has not passed a budget for 4 years. The president's budget has been voted against by every single legislator in both the House and Senate for the past 3 years. So the Republican Congress has passed budgets and the Senate won't act on it. They're now going to come up and try to pass another budget. The Senate has promised it will pass a budget. The president is already 7 weeks late on his budget. So none of the Democrats have presented a budget. We haven't had a budget, and they aren't presenting one.
You think the government will be shut down?
No, I think what'll happen is that the Republicans will pass a bill which tries to balance spending within the next 10 years so that the deficit's eliminated. We no longer have a deficit within 10 years, and we'll see what the president and what the Senate wants to do. I don't think we'll have a shutdown in any case. Nobody wants to shut down the government. It's not required. But frankly, Bill, if we have these kinds of problems trying to cut two pennies out of a budget, and we are spending more today than we were in 2007. Let me repeat that.
Okay.
We are spending more today than we were spending in 2007 or 2011. And if the Democrats don't even want two pennies out of a dollar cut out of that, then they're going to fight us.
What do you think, Vince?
Look what happened. Look why we are where we are today. The reason that they came up with this crazy idea of sequestration was because the last go-round, in terms of the political gridlock that's been happening in Washington, D.C., was because the GOP was refusing to budge on the issue of the debt ceiling crisis. That's how we got here. Remember that standoff? And it was, they were threatening to blow up the world's economy with respect to the debt ceiling. And what happened ultimately is they reached this alleged compromise, the sequestration compromise. What happened as a result of the GOP's refusal to talk responsibly with a balanced approach? We ended up as a country, for the first time in the history of our nation, having our credit rating downgraded as a result of that debacle, which was directly a result of the GOP's refusal to cooperate and work together on this issue. They drew a line and they said, line in the sand, they said no. Now that's what the same thing that's happening now with respect to this, the sequestration, is now what happens is you have the hard right line, the Tea Party side of the Republican Party, and the leadership as well, which are saying we will not talk about a balanced approach. And what they say is, oh, you got some income taxes on the wealthiest last go-round when we were talking recently, when we extended this 2 months ago. Therefore, we will not talk any more revenue increase at all. So what they're doing is, like, for example, the president is willing to offer, he's talking about increasing the consumer price index as well as means testing on Social Security and Medicare. He's offering things to say, look, how can we reduce these issues, and let's talk also how we can increase revenues, cut loopholes so companies don't get a tax benefit for sending jobs overseas. That's reasonable. You know, we lose as a country about $80 to $100 billion a year on tax
loopholes.
So
you're saying it's a very reasonable approach.
It's a balanced approach, but what is happening right now, is the GOP refuses to acknowledge that that is even the situation, and at the same time, they're saying, no new revenues, new revenues, so they refuse to even consider that.
Boy, is that a revisionist approach. Let me tell you.
Those are the facts. Look it up. Research it yourself.
We were dealing with the budget crisis last September, and the president wanted tax increases. He wanted huge tax increases, and there was not an agreement on that. Bob Woodward pointed out that Jack Lew, the president's chief of staff, came up with this sequestration idea. Jack Lew admits it. So finally, they went into the sequester. Now, in January of this year, at the fiscal cliff situation, the president got all we got were spending increases. No spending cuts. We got tax increases. Today it was in the paper, Bill, here in the Star of all papers, if you read it, that the wealthiest 20% are now paying the highest effective tax rates they've paid in 30 years. And the lowest 40% are paying the lowest effective tax rates. The bottom 50% are paying virtually no federal income taxes. Meanwhile, the wealthiest are paying more than they paid in 30 years. The president is now saying, I want this balanced approach. He won't talk. He won't specify what cuts.
That's not
he
true.
He only specifies more tax increases. And I think the Republicans have rightly said, you got your tax increases. We need to, the problem is not lack of income, Bill. We've had more income coming into this government than we've had for 30 years.
We're going to have to wrap it up here. Vince, you say that's not true specific cuts.
We're going broke here.
You know, what I'm holding in my hand are two things. One, the president's proposal for the sequestration resolution, which talks about cuts as well. And then I'll go refer back to what was issued in September 2011. You can look it up online. It's the president's plan, 80-page plan, living within our means and investing in the future. The president's plan for economic growth
and deficit
reduction.
And what
is that dated? That is
that's September 2011. So that's when his plan has been on the table for about a little over a year and a half now. And so it's false when the Republican, and John repeatedly does this on this program, says the president has no plan. He's offered the plans. They may not agree with the plans or
you
the ideas.
You say you're holding.
This is an 80, yeah. I'm holding the an 80-page
is,
document.
The problem is
you're
right
holding the plan.
And I'm
yeah,
holding
the
plan.
The problem is he's gotten already the tax increases.
No, that's false again. We've talked about that.
He got the tax increases that he wanted, but now he won't talk about the spending cuts.
One final quick. Go ahead.
The reality is this. We cannot cut our way to prosperity, and that's all the Republicans want to do is
all
they
right.
want to cut, and that's not the truth. We cannot do that. On cuts alone, we need a balanced approach, and they refuse to come
government
to the table with
balance. Government is swallowing up our society. The more money you take away from the private sector, the poorer the private sector gets. And this government is going broke. We're borrowing $1 trillion a year from the Chinese.
Gotta go, John.
It's gotta stop, Vince.
The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Since 1985, Moe and his family, they specialize in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's is located at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. John and Vince, thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. At least 42 Syrian soldiers who sought refuge in Iraq have been killed in what a senior military intelligence official describes as a well-coordinated ambush. A suicide car bomber has attacked a pro-government militia headquarters in Yemen, killing 12 people, that according to a security official and an eyewitness. The White House says North Korea should be focused on the well-being of its citizens, not on celebrity sporting events for the elite. The comments from White House spokesman Jay Carney follow a visit to North Korea by the former NBA star Dennis Rodman. Jury selection underway in the murder trial of a Philadelphia abortion doctor, Dr. Kermit Gosnell, charged with third-degree murder in a woman's 2009 death. On Wall Street, the Dow up 20 points, and this is SRN News.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Coming up on 12:36 this Monday afternoon on the Buckmaster Show, J.A. Jantz is the top 10 New York Times best-selling author of the J.P. Beaumont series, the Joanna Brady series, the Allie Reynolds series, four interrelated thrillers featuring the Walker family, and a fine book of poetry. Her books have more than 23 million copies in print. Judy is an avid crusader for many causes, including the American Cancer Society, the Humane Society, the YWCA, and the Girl Scouts. And she also loves animals. Judy has a rescued dachshund named Bella. Born in South Dakota and raised in Bisbee, Judy and her husband Bill now divide their time between Seattle and Tucson. Judy Jantz's newest book is titled Deadly Stakes. That is the eighth in the Allie Reynolds mystery series. And J.A. Jantz joins me now in studio on the Buckmaster Show. Judy, how are you?
I'm fine. And you were there in my dining room.
I was at the dining room table.
When Allie Reynolds was barely a gleam in my eye.
Actually, you ran it past me. As I recall, and I can't believe how time flies, you said that you're thinking of creating a new character, and you told me a little bit about what you had in mind for Allie. Tell me what you told me about Allie.
Well, Allie grew out of the fact that KVOA-TV bumped Patty Weiss, my favorite newscaster,
long
off the air.
Long-time iconic newscaster in this community, Patty.
Mm. And if you have friends who write murder mysteries, it's always a bad idea to make us mad because we have our ways of getting even. And within days, practically, of Patty Weiss being given her walking papers, I was writing about Allie Reynolds being given her walking papers in L.A. for very similar reasons.
And now Allie is gone on. She's
featured in now the eighth book. And, you know, I also want to mention the J.P. Beaumont series you were mentioning before we went on the air. There's a very important Beaumont book coming out in September, right?
That will be September. It's called Second Watch. And it's a book that includes Beaumont as we all know and love him now, as a sort of curmudgeonly 60-year-old something, 60-something guy with a somewhat younger wife and a pair of bad knees. But we also see him in the early 70s when he just went to work for Seattle PD as a homicide cop. And we see him even earlier than that in 1966 in Vietnam, where he interacts through the miracle of fiction with a guy from Bisbee who was class valedictorian a year ahead of me, went to West Point, and died in Vietnam in 1966. And I wrote this book with the help of the woman who was his fiance at that time. And we both see this Second Watch as a thank you note, not only to the families whose sons and husbands and sweethearts are on the wall in Washington, but also to the hundreds of thousands who went and came home and were spat upon and denigrated for their service rather than thanked. I see Second Watch as a thank you note to all those people.
Second Watch will be coming out in September and
September 10th.
September 10th. Judy Jantz has so many books. Actually, I think this book, Deadly Stakes, I kind of lost track.
45.
It's number
45.
Number 45. And not bad for a young woman who was told she at the University of University of Arizona that perhaps you should be pursuing a different career.
Actually, I tried to sign up for the creative writing class,
there
and
you
the
go.
Professor said, boys become writers, girls become teachers or nurses, and he wouldn't let me into his class. But as I said, don't make writers mad, because in one of my books, Hour of the Hunter, the crazed killer turns out to be a former professor of creative writing from the University of Arizona.
What would you like to tell the listeners about the new book, Deadly Stakes? Before we move on, I want to talk about the book festival.
Allie Reynolds is my only amateur sleuth. The other major characters are all sworn police officers. And so there are times when I want to say to Allie, you need to mind your own business. But of course, if she did, then there wouldn't be any more books.
Be the end of the series, wouldn't it?
But in this book, we're all concerned about gun violence. And in this book, readers are going to be going along and they're going to say, oh no, there's going to be another school shooting. And when they think that, they'll be wrong, because Allie Reynolds prevents that school shooting. And I think it's interesting that you can write a scene that has as much tension in it where nothing happens at the end, as opposed to a scene where there are bullets flying at the end. Something else I really liked in this book are the people, the ordinary people, who take charge of this confused Alzheimer's patient who ends up on her own at the Burger King in Gila Bend. I loved how those people took her in hand and took care of her.
That book is Deadly Stakes. It's the new book from J.A. Jantz. J.A. Jantz will be speaking about and signing copies of the new book, and she will be one of the headliners at the Tucson Festival of Books Saturday afternoon at 2:30, and that will be in the main Student Union Ballroom, then the same venue Sunday afternoon at 1, and then at 10 a.m. that morning, again, same venue, right, the ballroom, you'll be interviewing Margaret Cole as part of the Women's Mystery Collection lecture series. And then there is, you're also going to be emceeing the author's dinner event. So you have a very prominent role. And this is a festival in 5 years that has grown into a big one.
I also have a hidden venue that isn't on that list. I have an hour scheduled with a group of visually impaired readers that I'll be meeting with, also at a room in the student union in the course of the weekend. So yes, it will be a very busy weekend, but I am honored to be part of the book festival, and I am. How can anyone in Arizona not be incredibly proud of what the people in Tucson have done, not only to create the book festival, but to create the funding that allows people who don't have the ability to read, gives them the resources to learn to read.
Literacy is the big winner of the whole thing.
Yes, I have the honor to have met a woman who's in her 50s now, who, through the Literacy Connects program here in Tucson, used my Joanna Brady books to learn to read. She had dyslexia, but she never encountered anything that she really wanted to read enough to go through the agony of doing it. And now she can read. And so
that was the motivation then to get her. That was the spark that was needed.
And I want to say thank you to everyone who supports the book festival for making it possible for my friend Marcia to read.
Okay, Judy Jantz, J.A. Jantz, always a pleasure to see you. Good luck this weekend. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
It's 12:50 on the Buckmaster Show. We want to urge you to explore Southwest New Mexico and discover what you have been missing. Grant County, New Mexico offers solitude, excitement, escape from the ordinary, just 3.5 hours. East of Tucson, Silver City has a rich history of galleries, and they have some great museums, including the world's greatest collection of Mimbres pottery at Western New Mexico University. Plenty of nice, great places to stay. In fact, Spirit Canyon Lodge, Faywood Hot Springs, Lake Roberts Motel. You can find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. March is National Brain Injury Awareness Month. When a hit-and-run driver left her husband of 9 months with a traumatic brain injury, or TBI, Tucson resident Barbara Stahura entered the most difficult stretch of her life as she became his caretaker for much of the next year. Having no experience with either brain injury or caregiving, Barbara struggled to care for her husband as well as herself. Keeping a journal helped her cope, and she later wrote the first journaling book for people with brain injuries. It's called After Brain Injury, Telling Your Story. Today, she is a certified journal facilitator and leads journaling workshops for people with brain injury and her family caregivers, their family caregivers around the country. Barbara Stahura joins us now on the Buckmaster Show, live line from Indiana, where she is with her husband, Ken Willingham. Barbara, how are you today?
Well, hi, Bill. I'm good. How are you?
Doing real well. Tell us about what classifies as traumatic brain injury.
Well, a traumatic brain injury, or as you said, a TBI, it's caused by a bump or blow to the head, or it can be a penetrating injury such as a gunshot wound or a piece of shrapnel. But it's an injury that disrupts the normal function of the brain.
And how prevalent are they, Barbara?
They're pretty prevalent. About 1.7 million people every year in the United States sustain a traumatic brain injury of some level, and about 5 million people live with permanent disabilities or deficits due to the injury.
And concussions, much in the news lately, particularly with the NFL and the ex-players, found to have a debilitating brain disease. What's a concussion, and how dangerous are they?
Well, a concussion is a brain injury, so we need to change our thinking from, oh, you know, he just had his bell rung, or she just, you know, saw stars for a few minutes. A concussion is a mild traumatic brain injury, and actually a lot of people wish they would change the mild designation because sometimes the effects are anything but mild. But let me tell you, there was one study in an ER where kids with head trauma were brought in, and they were assigned either a diagnosis of concussion or mild traumatic brain injury, which really are the same thing. And so the kids who were diagnosed with concussion had less treatment and less follow-up care than the kids with the mild traumatic brain injury. So they can be what we call things matters, and concussions actually can be dangerous if they're not treated or if you suffer another concussion before the first one is healed.
Barbara Stahura is with us. She is the author of After Brain Injury, Telling Your Story. How important has this book become for people that have had brain injuries and their families, Barbara?
Well, in my small groups, which I've led now for about 6 years, starting in Tucson and now here in Indiana, and also with some therapists I know that are using it, I think it's become very important because it gives people an opportunity for self-expression and to write about their thoughts and feelings, which a lot of studies has shown has a lot of benefits for body, mind, and spirit. And I know in my groups, they typically run for 6 weeks, and I've seen a lot of changes in people over that time.
What are some of the issues, Barbara, that people, the family caregivers specifically face, and how do they cope? How are they coping?
Well, you have to remember about brain injury is that it affects the whole family, not just the person. And so the caregiver may have to take on a lot of roles that he or she normally wouldn't have. For instance, if there's just one breadwinner or two breadwinners in the family and a breadwinner has a traumatic brain injury and can no longer work, then the spouse or partner has to take on that role as well as doing the caregiving. And because traumatic brain injury can cause so many functional changes affecting thinking and things like language and emotion, relationships can change, the whole family dynamic can be disrupted. So it can be really difficult, and caregivers often deal with a whole lot of stress. And they can actually become ill if they don't take care of themselves, too.
How is your husband, Ken, doing?
Ken is doing great. It was a hit-and-run motorcycle accident, and fortunately, he had on a really good helmet. And so while he had a brain injury, he didn't have a worse brain injury, and he remained alive. So over the last 9 years, he has made a remarkable recovery, and we feel very fortunate about that.
What are some of the best ways to prevent a traumatic brain injury? I guess if you're riding a motorcycle, wear a helmet. That's one thing, right?
That's one. Yeah, anything on two wheels, wear a helmet, or if you're skiing or skateboarding. And I think if we just pay more attention to what we do, for instance, driving, of course, do not drive while impaired or while you're sleepy. Don't text. Don't use your cell phone because there's no text or cell phone call that's probably worth risking your brain. Falls are another big cause of brain injury, especially in the very young and in the elderly. So take some steps around your home to remove potential fall spots like slippery throw rugs, things like that. If you're going to change a light bulb up high, make sure the ladder is steady. You know, don't get on a rickety ladder, things like that.
Tell our viewer, our listeners, about the certified journal facilitator that you are, and how do these workshops work, Barbara?
Well, a certified journal facilitator, we are trained through the Therapeutic Writing Institute up in near Denver. And for me, it was a two-year program. It's all online. And it goes through quite a few classes in how to really guide and facilitate journaling groups in ethical, healthy ways. And we get into a little psychology and things like that.
How can people get a hold of you in case they would be interested in having you lead a workshop? I know that you're still living part of the year in Tucson, right? And part of the year in Indiana?
No, we're in Indiana.
You're in Indiana now.
Right.
Okay.
In Indiana, but I do travel for work.
Uh-huh.
And people can go to my website, which is barbarastahura.com, and that's spelled BarbaraStahura.com.
The brain injuries really have a dramatic effect, don't they, on our society as a whole?
They do. They do. Here, they cause so many losses that really could be avoided. Here's a startling statistic I recently came across. About 60% of adults in prison have had a TBI. 60%. That's usually in childhood, and they're usually undiagnosed, and that's compared with only about 8.5% of the rest of us. So just think of all the losses right there, you know, the cost of incarceration, plus all these lost lives that maybe could have been saved with proper care. But then even, you know, including those costs, the CDC says with direct medical costs and indirect costs, such as lost productivity from TBI, those costs back in 2000 were $76.5 billion.
And
that's 13 years ago, even before a lot of the veterans started coming back with TBIs and when the population was smaller. So I'm sure the number's higher than that now.
The veterans coming back with these TBIs, do you think they're sometimes misdiagnosed as having PTSD and not TBI?
Well, I'm not really qualified to talk about the distinction, but there is a difference between TBI and PTSD, and they can be linked. What's happening with a lot of the veterans is it's a blast injury, which happens when you're near an explosion, and the huge pressure waves that flow out of that explosion can damage blood vessels and the delicate structures of the brain, and that's what can cause the brain injury even without any obvious wound or damage to the head.
Barbara Stahura, thank you very much for being with us. The book After Brain Injury, Telling Your Story. And again, if you'd like to quickly give your website.
Sure, barbarastahura.com.
Okay, thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, coming up now on 12:59 on the Buckmaster Show, Michael Medved will be on Wake Up Tucson. Approximately about 7:40 tomorrow morning with Chris DeSimone and Joe Higgins. Michael will be broadcasting his national show live from KVOI Thursday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. And you can speak with Michael Thursday evening at 6 o'clock at the University Marriott RSVP soon at KVOI.com. All of our in-studio guests on the Buckmaster Show are provided with a bottle of Culligan water. They like it. We like it. Why? Well, Culligan simply tastes better. Very simply put, it's excellent bottled water. Culligan Water, we thank them for their support. Coming up this afternoon on KVOI, it's the John C. Scott Show. John is on from 3 to 5 here on AM 1030 KVOI. That's going to do it for our Monday edition. I am Bill Buckmaster wishing you a very fine afternoon. Talk to you tomorrow.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.